Kind of an interesting story. There was a woman who, well, I'll get into it when we do it. That'll be later on. But it's about tipping and the percentage of tips and what can happen if you don't tip enough. It can sometimes backfire. Now, I'm told that there's a hangover here from the Hour of Rage. I don't know what the guy wants.
You want to take the guy's call?
This guy wanted to talk to you. You there, sir?
Yeah.
Did you want to talk to John and Ken?
Yeah, I wanted to. Is that program over?
Yeah, their show is over with now.
I wanted to talk on their show about Christian Slater, and I don't know if.
Okay, I tell you what, I'll take your call if you'd like, because what we were going to do is, my understanding was that we were going to talk about that, and Jonah tells me that that's what you wanted to talk about.
Well, I was going to talk to John and Ken. Is this the John and Ken show?
No, it's not. This is Phil Hendry.
Are you taking phone calls?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, I told the man who answered the phone I wanted to talk about this white boy, Christian Slater, going to jail.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the story. Christian Slater is the movie actor.
Yeah, he's a movie actor. You got that right. He's a movie star. And a movie star is going to jail.
All right, and what your problem with that is the light sentence that he got.
My problem is not the light sentence. I'm not concerned with the light sentence that that young man got. What I'm concerned with is this white boy is going to get to go to Laverne jail. Now, do you know where that is?
I do know where Laverne is. It's out in the San Gabriel Valley. It's kind of east of, it's a very quiet community.
Yeah, it's a nice, quiet, nice place for people to live. Probably got a low crime rate and everything else. But now they got this white boy that they're going to put out there. Because
now you keep referring to him as a. I knew that you wanted to talk about Christian Slater. You keep referring to him as a white boy.
That's right. I'm referring to him as a white boy because here we go again with this double standard of justice in this country. Now this white boy apparently assaulted a police officer, assaulted a woman, got into some kind of a bar fight or something. And my understanding is he had a history of this sort of thing.
I don't know if he's got a history of it.
Well, he's got a history of this kind of thing, my understanding of it. And he has, and the judge gave him 90 days. And instead of putting him in a county lockup, where most of these people go, they're going to put him out in some place called Laverne, California. Now, why this white boy gets this kind of...
Now, there you go with the white boy thing.
Well, I am doing the white boy thing because if you compare the treatment that this kid's getting... Compared to, and if you know, I'll tell you right now, it doesn't matter to me whether O.J. Simpson was guilty or innocent, but if you compare the treatment that this young man's getting at what James Brown, for instance, you don't have to want to talk about O.J. Simpson.
No, we don't have to talk about O.J. because he never went to jail.
Well, let's talk about James Brown. Let's talk about Mike Tyson. Let's talk about any black performer, any black celebrity. Who gets the same kind of rap? And where he go? He's gonna go to he ain't going to no Laverne County Jail. He's not going to a country club. He is going to go to the county or to the state lockup. And I can assure you, it is a serious, serious place to go. Now, why does this boy get good treatment?
You asking me a question.
I'll tell you right now, if Christian Slater were black today, I'd be talking a different story to you. But he's not a black man. He's a white man. That means he gets to go to Laverne. Well, my understanding was he's going to go out to Montebello. Now, where'd Todd Bridges do his time?
Todd Bridges, that's an interesting question.
I can tell you where he did his damn time. He did his time at county jail. Todd Bridges is a black man. Christian Slater is a white man. And he got to go out of Laverne.
Now, okay, so what we got here is, I thought that you wanted...
What about Rick James? Rick James, who is guilty of nothing more serious than what Christian Slater was guilty of. You know, it's...
Oh, all right, well, both of these guys were, like, assaulting people, right?
Well, that doesn't make any difference to me. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Rick James, he's not a solid citizen. He wouldn't be what I call, you know, your solid all-American boy. But the fact is, he didn't do nothing worse than Christian Slater. And this man, Rick James, he did some pretty hard crime. You know, he did some county time or state time or whatever the hell he did, but I know damn sure he didn't do no time out in Laverne, Montebello. Okay, so my question to you, and this is what I want to get on it and talk to the other talk show host about, is why this white boy gets to go out and give him...
Okay, let me interrupt you, all right?
Why the white boy gets to go out and get him some time in Laverne?
All right, let me interrupt you, all right? Christian Slater, if I can find the story, He got popped. I don't know what he got popped. Here it is here. I don't know where it is. But he got popped for a variety of
I can tell you what he got. But what he got popped for was assault. He beat up a police officer.
All right. Well, never mind. Whatever it was that he did, he apparently, the reasoning for this given by his lawyer. Well, here it is right here. Actor Christian Slater going to begin serving a 90-day jail term for attacking a girlfriend and a security officer in a drug-fueled brawl.
Oh, well, that's just fine. So he's taking drugs, he attacked a woman, and he attacked a security officer.
Right. Well, it goes on to say that the star's attorney said last week arrangements had been made for his client to serve the time at either the Laverne or Montebello City jails.
Yeah.
Those jails are considered potentially more hospitable, especially for a celebrity inmate, than Los Angeles County Jail.
More hospitable?
Yeah.
So what, you hear the words you're using?
Well, I mean, he's a big star, so
I don't give a good. He's a big star, so what's that got to do with the price of milk? The man was involved in a fight. He was on drugs. He attacked a woman. He attacked a security officer. Now, why this white boy isn't doing his time in L.A. County Jail?
Because he's a movie star, and as an actor, he needs to have certain protections because he's a well-known person.
Oh, give me a break! So in other words, you telling me that O.J. Simpson got that kind of treatment?
I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, O.J. Simpson didn't get that kind of treatment. O.J. Simpson was thrown into the county population, into the general population, and he had a fend for himself for almost 2 damn years. Now, he ain't got no treatment like that, and I'm just all these people talking about O.J. Simpson this and O.J. Simpson that. Compared to Christian Slater, O.J. Simpson got murdered. He a man that got suffered. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know how they why are you making this a race issue? There's no race here at all.
Oh, my. The race is this, Mr. Henry. The fact that this young white boy is going to Laverne, and every black man you want to talk about who ever been a big celebrity, he's going to do the hard time. He's in the general population of the county, and that includes O.J. Simpson. And I'm talking about James Brown. I mentioned Todd Bridges. I mentioned the other gentlemen, Rick James, Mike Tyson, these other gentlemen. And why it is that they can't...
Because I'm saying to you, these guys are these guys are celebrities, okay?
Well, if they're celebrities, then why isn't he being protected?
Well, he is being protected.
Why didn't they protect O.J. Simpson?
I don't know that they didn't protect O.J. Simpson. I mean, I think he was in the... didn't they give him some special treatment?
No, they did not give him special treatment. They had him in general population, county jail, Los Angeles.
Well, I don't know the answer to the question. I mean, I realize that you're upset. I did want to talk about this.
I'm giving you the answer to the question.
No, I did want to talk about this, but I didn't want to take it down Race Boulevard, okay? I mean, you want to take this thing right down Race Lane. The story that I wanted to talk about here was essentially the guy's celebrity and how there may be a need to protect him.
But the man happens to be in jail. You understand what I mean?
Does that mean that if you're in jail, you are supposed to be subject to the taunts and to the possible assaults of fellow inmates?
That doesn't mean that you have to be subject to their taunts and assaults, but it doesn't mean you get special treatment just because of the person that you are. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why he's getting his treatment, in my opinion...
Yeah, I know, is because he's white.
Damn right, because he is a white man, and if he were a black celebrity, they'd have his ass in general population.
I don't know the answer to that. I just don't know. Maybe there's... I think that what we have here, the possibility that because he's a very famous guy, he could be... there could be some problems with the other inmates.
Well, I think that it is a sorry state of affairs and a sorry message to send to children and young people who are trying to stay off of drugs and trying to make a name for themselves and trying to make a grade for themselves in this society, that if you do drugs and you happen to be a movie star, you're going to get special treatment there in a jail cell. I think that's a sorry state of affairs.
Well, sir, I try to answer you. As a matter of fact, there's a few other people who are trying to answer the question.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing. I want you to know that I'm appreciating what you're saying, and I appreciate what you're doing, but that's the thing that made me angry. You understand what I'm saying? I tried to get on the other show.
Well, I know that you tried to get in on the other show, so because you tried to get on the other show, you can hang out here for a little bit with me while we take a couple of calls, if you want. Is that all right?
That's fine with me. I wanted to make the point, though, that this man's getting this kind of treatment.
Well, I know that, but there might be another... point of view. You understand?
I understand that.
Okay. Let me just throw the question to the audience. Christian Slater, being a celebrity, being a well-known face, it's very possible in an environment where there are a great many violent people, possibly violent people, but certainly aberrant people, it's possible that he might be subjected to some danger. And if you're a famous person, you know, maybe we resent the famous, maybe we resent those who are celebrities and those who are wealthy, but the fact is, they do have the a notoriety that can sometimes get them into trouble through no fault of their own. And now the kid's doing his time at this Laverne City Jail, because apparently in general population at L.A. County, you know...
I'll tell you what they do, they make him, turn that boy into a punk.
Well, whatever they're going to do, whether they turn him into a punk or not, he might be in some trouble, okay? But I don't think this has anything to do with race. It has to do with celebrity.
I disagree.
All right. Here is Baldwin Park on KFIM 640. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes.
This is Al. I'm listening to the caller.
Yes, sir.
And from what I understand, didn't Kristen Saylor have to pay some money to actually have the privilege to go to Laverne?
What, he had to pay, according to his attorney, an arrangement had been made, but there's no money that exchanged hands.
I thought he actually had to pay some kind of fee or something, much like, I guess, going to traffic school.
Let me ask you a question. Is this a fee that any man can pay? Can I pay this fee? Can you pay this fee?
Well, from what I understand, the answer should be yes.
Well, the answer should be yes, but I got news for you. The answer's no. Because this white boy is over there. Now, I mentioned Todd Bridges. I mentioned Rick James. I mentioned Mike Tyson. I mentioned Jane Brown. These are all black celebrities. I would say some of them far more successful and well-known than Christian Slater. And they did not get this kind of break.
Well, I don't want to go down the race issue either, but I recall back on O.J.'s time, wasn't he getting special meals?
What's that?
O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Simpson never got a special meal.
Yes, he was getting special meals.
Well, that's nothing but an inmate are going to get a special meal. If you have a diabetic inmate, if you have an inmate with a special health, yeah, they're going to get a special meal.
I thought he got, but then again, that's a race issue. But after Mike Tyson, Christian Slater's in California. Mike Tyson's in a different state. The rules and regulations were different back then. Maybe he didn't have an option of going someplace else.
You know full well Mike Tyson gets convicted in California. They're going to put him in a general population, a hardcore prison or jail. And Christian Slater, this man attacked a police officer. This man assaulted a woman, and this man took drugs. And the last time I checked, any young person in California does that goes to general population, a county jail or a youth ranch or something like that. This white boy gets to go out and scrub police cars out of Laverne. And that's what I...
No, so you are hell-bent on making this race, huh?
I'm not making this race. It is.
I don't think it's a race thing.
I did not make it. That's what it is.
We can make everything a race issue.
Yes, we could. We could turn it off.
All right, we could. How come the white talk show host, I'm a black caller?
And we could also not make it a race issue, just so the fact that Christian Slater, maybe he got lucky. Maybe the judge is in a good mood. Maybe the judge liked it last.
Well, let me ask you, do you really think that was the case, that he got lucky? In other words, he could have been any schlub standing in front of the judge. He said, hey, today I'm feeling pretty good. I had a good golf game yesterday. I think I'll give you I'll transfer to Laverne.
Not likely. I do think he got special treatment, but I also think, from what I heard, he had to pay for it.
And he got special treatment because he's a white boy.
I don't think it's because he's white, because celebrity.
All right, thanks. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. So what if it was me? I'm white.
What if it was you?
Would I get special treatment?
Well, I'll tell you what. If it was you and it was me, yeah, you get special treatment. Okay? I'm not saying you're going to go to Laverne, but come down between you and me, you get the special treatment. I don't care if you're Christian Slater or you're Dr. Stephen Hawking or you are Wayne Gretzky, whoever you are, you're going to get the special treatment over me just because of the color of your skin.
Gosh, that's a sad way of looking at life.
Well, I heard this story and I wanted to respond to it.
All right, Calabasas on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, Phil. What is this man's name?
That was right.
Sir, you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, your car phone needs to come a little closer to where we are here. Torrance on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I work for the Department of Corrections, and I'm familiar with the James Brown case. The Mike Tyson case and the Christian Slater case and the O.J. case.
Where was James Brown in prison?
Excuse me?
Where was James Brown in prison?
In Carolina.
In Carolina? What state?
North Carolina. I'm sorry, South Carolina.
All right.
Okay, here's the deal. No celebrity is put in general population.
Why not?
Simply because of the fact that they are
Mike Tyson
to abuse for financial reasons.
Wasn't Mike Tyson
celebrity status?
Mike Tyson was put in Mike Tyson was in the general population. He was selling his autograph.
Mike Tyson was not kept in general population.
He was selling his autograph to all the inmates.
Pardon me?
He was selling his autograph to all the inmates.
That's right.
Yeah, he was also getting his fight too, but he was not kept. His cell was not in general population. He had a private cell.
Well, you know,
He did not have general population. He had privileges.
How come he got in all them fights?
Pardon me?
How come he got in all them fights? Because he
can't
get out of the yard.
Everybody thinks he can take him.
That's it. That's because he's getting all the yards.
Pardon me?
He fights all the
years. Yeah, exactly. That was part of his privileges.
Well, so he's getting into fights.
O.J. Simpson had no contact. He had general privileges, but he also had protected custody. Any celebrity gets protected custody. It's a general, anybody had, pardon me, white, black, it doesn't matter. They all get, so they get protection.
Wait a minute, O.J. Simpson got in a knife fight in the general population of L.A. County.
I beg your pardon?
I said O.J. Simpson got in a knife fight in the general population of L.A. County Jail.
A knife fight?
Run that maybe one more time.
All right, he says O.J. Simpson got into a knife fight in the general population in L.A. County Jail.
That's right.
All right, let's move on here to Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Yes.
I didn't remember hearing about that, though.
Yeah, you did. Some guy came at him with a shank.
I didn't hear about it either.
Some man came at him with a shank. Tried to shank him in the back.
Hello?
What are you laughing at? That ain't that, you know.
No, it's not funny. I just didn't hear about it. And
maybe
I'm pretty current on the news.
They tried to shank O.J.?
They tried to shank him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to make a comment. Christian Slater is not being treated the way he is because he's white. It's because he's a celebrity. Although he should be in general population because of the crime that he committed.
I think he ought to be in general population, too.
But not because he's white now.
Now, hold on.
Listen carefully. Not because he's white.
He should
be in general population because of the crime that he committed against the woman and the policeman.
Why they do James Brown the way they do? Why they do Rick James the way they do? Why they do Michael?
Rick James was in general population.
That's right. And they'll put Christian Slater in general population.
Okay. It's still not because... Because he's white, okay? The race doesn't have anything to do with it.
Look at here.
If I do a crime, I'm gonna have to serve in general population.
If you,
and I'm not a celebrity, not by a long shot.
You smack someone, you run a man down with a car, where you going?
To jail.
Okay, now you're gonna be
in general population.
You're gonna be in general population?
That's right.
Alright, now what about Christian Slater run a man down with a car, where he go?
He's a celebrity.
Damn right.
I'm sorry, he's a celebrity.
Well, now let me ask you.
Face to face, celebrities, when they do a crime, they get special privileges.
I'm gonna ask you one more question. What if Denzel Washington run a man down with a car?
He would still be a celebrity. And believe me, he probably gets special privileges.
I'll say you're
all the way.
All general population, Denzel Washington.
He would be in general population, but he still would get special privileges the same way that Christian Slater is getting special privileges.
Thank you very much for your call. So you'd say that Denzel Washington would be in general population?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know. 1-800-5K, he's a pretty big star.
Damn big star, man, but Christian Slater. I'll tell you what, Denzel Washington make more damn money for the studio than Christian Slater. And Denzel Washington get his ass shanked in jail because he's a black man. Christian Slater come out and make some badass hoodlum movie, not make any damn money, and they put him in general population.
It's Phil Henry's show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. We're talking about Christian Slater, who began a 90-day jail term with one listener who tried to get on the Hour of Rage of the John and Ken show and couldn't. And the rest of you as to why Christian Slater is not doing his time at L.A. County as opposed to where he is, Laverne City Jail, which is a rather pastoral and calm and peaceful place. 1-800-5201-KFI, 5201-KFI. Let's go to Terry Ray Elmer now in the KFI Traffic Center.
No, I'm in the news center.
The KFI News Center.
Thank you, Phil.
Here's one. K-Earth 101.
Warm. KFI News Time is 7:19.
On KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Dr. Lori's on at noon. Go bother her.
What?
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. So we got the Christian Slater situation. We're talking about that. He started a 90-day jail term today for attacking a girlfriend and a security officer in a, quote, drug-fueled brawl. This happened on August 11th, following an after-party brawl at the posh Westwood high-rise Le Lucinuc Hotel, where authorities... Isn't that how you pronounce that? It's spelled L-E-L-Y-S-E-E. I think that's pronounced Lukutua Nazemadawaya. And where authorities said he bit the boyfriend... Well, here's why he's in jail. He bit the boyfriend of Marlon Brando's adopted daughter in the stomach. According to City News Service, right there is possibly the reason why he got a light sentence, or I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know something, Sam, you can make a joke about this, but...
No, I don't mean to make a joke about it. I just, you're asking why he's getting these light raps. I'm trying to just, Yes, I was being whimsical.
Well, you can be whimsical all you want, while hundreds of millions of young black men are not getting the Christian Slater treatment for much less charges than this. And you take a look at these other white boys. You know, I was talking about James Brown and everybody else. What about that Robert Downey Jr., who is a three-time loser? This guy is a loser from beginning to end. What about that other white boy that gets all that free time out there? You know, these boys are always getting arrested all the time, and they get a slap on the wrist. But you put a brother in the same situation, now you got yourself a hardcore criminal. And I find it unfair. I don't think it's right. And compared to what O.J. Simpson got, I can tell you that Christian Slater is walking a free man. And I think...
Are you trying to say that O.J. Simpson got worse treatment than Christian Slater?
Absolutely worse treatment. He got 2 years. 2 years in general population. Christian Slater going to get 90 days out of some damn country club. You better believe it. I don't want to hear anybody tell me about O.J. Simpson and how he got it off light and how he got himself a cushy deal and how he got himself good treatment. When I take a look at this Christian Slater, I think the scales are balanced right now.
Well, the guy was accused of murder, Christian Slater.
I don't care what he's accused of. I'm talking about his treatment inside.
Well, this is a 90-day rap for a fist fight, okay? 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Lock and Yacht on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, I got a couple things I want to say. Actually, this guy, I guess I don't know his name, but the...
My name is Ralph.
Ralph, a couple things. You say O.J. Simpson had it off, had a bad time in prison. You know, the guy murdered two people and he was off free.
Whatever, and I'm talking about when he was inside. Yeah, but you say he's free? This man can't go into a restaurant. This man can't walk the streets. He can't go play around the golf without...
This man that you're talking about is playing golf every day and doesn't have to work another day in his life, and has gotten out free for killing two people.
Talk about the pain that this man goes through every day of his life without he being segregated against.
You know, the pain he's gone through every day of his life is not enough to kill two people.
This guy's saying the man is free. I mean, it's true.
Now he may be free, but he is not free in his spirit because the white man has turned him into a prisoner in his own country.
Well, I think you're getting into a topic that this talk show is not even dealing with right now.
I'm talking about O.J. Simpson, man, is suffering today. Well, Christian Slater's got off scot-free.
Wait a minute. Christian Slater's in jail. O.J. Simpson's walking around free.
O.J. can't even get a meal at a fast food restaurant. He can't go play around at all. I don't call that free.
Well, I'd say the guy's about as free as you can be for not having to work another day in his life. I think he's been able to save all the money in his retirement fund that can't be touched. And not only that, but the guy...
He's trying to go to the Magic Johnson Theater, and you got people trying to keep him out.
Which they should. That guy should be in jail right now.
And here I got a Christian Slater.
You're saying that Christian Slater is living a good life compared to O.J. Simpson.
Absolutely.
I
don't agree with that. The only other point I wanted to make was, I mean, I think Christian Slater is, you know, black, white, whatever. I think anybody who's willing to do illegal activities and associate with those people to begin with should be locked up in general population. I don't think anybody should get any special treatment whatsoever.
There you go. You white?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
What does that mean? I'm agreeing with what you're saying, though. Nobody should receive any special service treatment in prison for the crimes that they've done. If they're associating with criminals in the first place, then they shouldn't be afraid to associate with those criminals in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
You don't agree with that?
Talk to you later.
Well, do you agree with him or not?
Talk to you later.
Well, you can't take it now or what?
I'll catch you later.
What the hell? What's wrong?
I'm busy right now.
You're busy right now.
Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks very much for your call.
Enjoy the show.
Bye bye. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. It's the Phil Henry Show, and we're talking about Christian Slater. I got to ask you a question. You think that O.J. Simpson is?
I think that compared to O.J. Simpson and what that man has had to live through, Christian Slater is living the good life. He's living a high life.
That's what I thought you said.
That's right. He's living the high life, and he is living on top of the world compared to the hell and the brutality that was issued out of O.J. Simpson, and that's a fact.
1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Woodland Hills on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, good.
As far as the Christian Slater thing, the way I saw it, and I don't know if this gentleman, Ralph, ever watched television or not. The police department out there, when they came out and did the press thing, said that the fee was $140, and it's a booking fee.
Yeah, but do they offer that fee to everybody?
Yes, they do. That's what they just said.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
All right. How many black men from Watts they got at the Laverne City Jail?
I have no idea.
Yeah, we have no idea, because I don't think they took any damn black boys from
Watts. Well, I'm just telling you what they said on TV. Okay.
I think what they say on TV and what is reality, two different things.
Well, I have to disagree with you on that.
I don't disagree with me.
Now, the OJ thing that you keep bringing up.
You think the TV tells you the truth?
Well, apparently it's got you excited.
The only thing that got me excited, what I heard, Christian Slater, has got himself in Laverne City Jail. I read that in the newspaper.
Well, yes, he did. And Robert Downey didn't, because his attorney didn't think of it.
Robert Downey, where'd he do his time? He did his time out in Malibu someplace.
No, I don't think so. I think he was in L.A. City, or he's in L.A. City now.
My understanding is that Robert Downey is under house arrest at his girlfriend's apartment.
What?
I don't think so.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-800, Robert Downey Jr. is under house arrest at his girlfriend's apartment. Could you get check on that in the newsroom? 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI, L.A. County. Phil Henry Show, KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio, talking about Christian Slater starting a jail term 90 days at a Laverne jail as opposed to L.A. County. KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County and 5201-KFI, L.A. County. We're talking about Christian Slater. We're talking about the whole thing going on with him. And the fact that he went inside for his 90 days because of assault. We have Harvey Wireman has joined us on the line. We also have a caller who is a little upset about the whole thing, and that is a man named Ralph calling us from Los Angeles. Harvey, what is your take?
Well, you know, I'm sitting out here listening to this person you've got on the phone who doesn't know his law. Christian Slater is subject to a legal doctrine called caveat emptor, and that is very simply this, that a person of stature or notoriety is afforded and given the opportunity by the law, given the benefit of the doubt by the law, to be afforded a special protection while in custody. And
I don't believe that for 1 minute.
And if you let me finish, please. That is something that has been standard in American law since the beginning of our country. And Christian Slater is in jail because of, and he's getting this treatment because of that. He's a young man, he's a fine actor, and he's going to be doing his time.
Now, he's a young man, a fine actor. What the hell that got to do with the fact that he's going to be washing cars, and he's going to be, I heard he's going to be trimming grass.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that he's capable of doing that, but I know that.
Well, you're going to learn, I'll tell you that much.
I'll tell you that this is a legal doctrine.
All right, stay on the line, Harvey. Let's go over to Long Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello. Long Beach, hello. Let's go to Laguna Hills on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Does this gentleman think that there are no black people in Laverne County Jail whatsoever?
There ain't one black man in Laverne County Jail. It ain't a county jail. It's a city jail.
Do you know that for a fact?
They damn sure don't have no black men in there from South Central Los Angeles. Because if I'm a black man in South Central, I say, yeah, I'd like to pay my $140 and go to Laverne. They're going to laugh in my damn face.
Well, Christian Slater is in jail, and he's serving the time for the crime that he committed. O.J. Simpson.
Laverne jail. Why ain't he at L.A. County?
O.J. Simpson is walking free for the crime that
he
committed.
Why isn't he at county jail?
Excuse me?
Why isn't he at county jail?
Because of what the gentleman just said a few minutes ago.
Because of caveat emptor, which is the notoriety.
Oh, that is the biggest bunch of crap.
Excuse me, are you a lawyer?
What?
Are you a lawyer?
No, sir, I am not a lawyer, but I can tell you.
So you don't know what I'm talking about, and I am telling you a legal doctrine, which has been extant in the United States for some 200 years. Correct, ma'am?
Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, she knows. She's not no attorney.
You're not a lawyer, are you, ma'am?
No, I'm not.
All right, well, you're just agreeing with him because he is? All right, well, that's fine, because we have to take his word as an expert. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
All right, 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI, LA County, Long Beach. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, it is my opinion, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I think that there have been cases in the past where race probably did play a part, but in this case, it's purely because he's a celebrity.
I was told that he's going to be cutting grass. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah.
I don't think that That is correct, because as a movie actor, he may not have to do that.
Now, why doesn't he have to do that because he's a movie actor?
You know, it doesn't matter. Even, come on, O.J. got off. O.J. done it.
O.J. is tortured today, my sister, because of all these white people don't want like him to eat in their restaurant.
You know what, my brother, O.J. is tortured because O.J. killed two people. I'm African-American, too, but O.J. done it, and O.J. got off not because he's black. He got off because he's a celebrity.
That man can't, you see how brainwashed you are?
I'm not brainwashed.
That man can't even go to a Sizzler damn restaurant, get himself a steak.
Well, he shouldn't have killed two people.
See, you got the white man as brainwashed.
No, I'm not letting the white man brainwash me. I am not brainwashed. I consider myself as being Afrocentric, but the fact that O.J. is black doesn't take away the fact that he killed two people. And he got off because he's a celebrity and because he had money, period.
Don't you think Christian Slater ought to be in the general population?
You know, personally, he should. Yes, I agree with that, but I agree that, I mean, you know what, he should be in general population, but he's not because he's a celebrity. I don't think it's because he's white, it's because he's a celebrity.
Well, the situation with Christian Slater doing yard work is as a movie actor, he is not required to do that.
Now, why?
What's that?
What does it have to do with him being in movies?
Because apparently, according to the brief that I read, as a movie actor, because he has certain things that he has to do on screen, he can't be, he cannot be exposed to any kind of work that might harm his complexion or anything.
Oh,
like that.
Wow!
So he can't do.
What the hell are you talking about?
What kind of society do we live in? If that's the case,
put that white boy in jail and he can't do yard work because it's going to spoil his complexion.
That's my understanding, yes.
All right, so because he's a movie actor, he doesn't have to mow lawns.
Yeah, that's correct, Phil.
And what law is this? How long has this been in?
No, ma'am, this is not a law. This is a standing, I guess you'd call it, a point of how they do things at the various jails in the county.
But you know what? Well, that shows just how sick our society is, if that's the case.
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
That shows how sick our society is. That this man, no matter if they beat up women, if they do drugs, if they murder people, whatever they do, if they drink and drive, that they don't have to do work and they don't have to be in the general population because they're in movies.
California state law tends to be more lenient on movie stars when they drink and drive because they have to do movies, which, it's a lot of money in our economy.
What the hell is he talking about now? You're going to tell me that if I'm Jimmy Stewart, I can drink and drive?
Yes, you can. In America, you can. And it's not about race, it's about money. Even poor white people, if he was poor, it didn't matter if he's black or white. If he was poor, he would be in general population.
Yeah, you tell me Christian Slater can get takeout?
Yeah, my understanding is he ordered sushi tonight, yes.
Did you hear that, Phil? God damn it! What kind of country I live in?
He's living a
sick country. The hell are you laughing at, woman? Look at his sister's beside
I'm laughing at how absurd. This is sick.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that Christian Slater ordered takeout sushi tonight?
That is my understanding, yes.
God damn it! I'll tell you, I want to get myself thrown in Laverne jail. Sound like one hell of a deal.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. She's laughing.
I'll tell you why that sister is laughing, because she is so turned around by the white man and his bullcrap and his propaganda that she's hysterical. She's beside herself and hysterical.
All right, let's go to Riverside on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I would just like to tell the gentleman, since he's being an advocate for all black men in South Central L.A., how many of them could afford a multi-million-dollar law team like O.J. Simpson put together?
O.J. Simpson is so...
He did not have legal aid. He had the same privileges as any star that makes money. Money talks in the court system.
O.J., I will tell you this. I will agree with you here. O.J. Simpson got lucky with the attorneys that he got, but he got them from the same legal aid that every other man gets them from.
But not every other man can afford the same privileges
those were not paid for. Those were public defender attorneys.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they most certainly were.
What?
Is not a public
Johnny Cochran?
Jerry Sheck was not a public defender.
But they joined the public defender's office just so they could to be with O.J.
Well,
are you saying that he didn't pay them?
No, they were the public defender.
No, I'm sorry, you're wrong. He did pay them.
No, ma'am, he did not pay
them. Why did they put a lien against his home to where he had to sell it to where he would get, they would assure them attorney fees?
That wasn't for the attorney's fees. That was for the damages in the civil trial.
No, it wasn't.
It was,
they have not collected a penny from the damages.
Harvey, do you know anything about this?
Well, I can say that technically he's right, that they were public defenders in that they were part of the public defender's office.
And you tell me Johnny Cochran and Robert Shapiro were public defenders.
That's right.
So any black man on the street could have gotten it.
That's correct.
And do you think that any black man on the street would be offered their services? No, because of his status, they chose to take him on. Just like he was under suicide watch. He wasn't in general population. He was under suicide watch.
Oh, ma'am, you're thinking of somebody else.
No, I'm thinking of O.J. Simpson.
I'm thinking of Christian Brando.
No. O.J. Simpson was
Christian
under suicide.
Brando?
Right. He was on a suicide watch.
No, O.J. Simpson was also under suicide watch and was in a little 10 by 13 cell.
How come you even know the size of the damn cell? Did you visit him there?
No, I watched the trial on TV like every other American did.
Do you think this has anything to do with his name?
No, I don't. And I don't think O.J. Simpson and I don't think Christian Slater, anyone with a status, should be offered more privileges than any other American person. I am a...
Christian Brando shot a man. Christian Slater getting all his good treatment. What about that?
But Christian Slater's treatment is a drug and assault treatment. He's not up for murder charges like Christian Brando was.
How come he get to get takeout sushi?
The bottom line is, if you can...
How come he get to get takeout sushi?
Well, I don't know. That's Laverne giving him that privilege, and that's what I'm stating. I am stating any American, whether you're white, black, green, purple, Mexican, if you do the crime, then you should pay the time.
Yeah, but the caveat emptor does allow Christian Slater to be put in a cell where he doesn't get... And I don't want to shock the lady, but if you're a movie star, you're automatically exempt from being anally...
Yes, I do. I can understand that.
Oh, ain't that great? If you're a movie star, you don't get anally invaded, but everybody else do.
Well, then
he's a movie star.
Then people shouldn't do crimes that put them in that situation to where they have to worry about that. Do you think the people going out carjacking and stealing are worried about if they're going to be sexually molested in jail? No, they whine about it once they get into the prison.
Christian Slater ain't going to get it.
Well, like the man says, he is of notoriety to where they have to protect him.
As a movie star, they have to protect his, if you'll pardon me for saying this, ass.
Really? All right, thanks for your call, ma'am. So you're telling me that because Christian Slater is a movie star...
He does not get to be. Nobody gets to have his booty.
Well, that is some bull crap right there, man.
All right, hold on. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI, LA County. Got a caller, a listener on the line named Ralph. We have Harvey Wireman, an attorney at law. We are talking about Christian Slater and the 90-day jail term that he has begun serving at Laverne City Jail for assault, attacking a girlfriend and a security officer in what CBS calls a drug-fueled brawl. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. So what do you think? You think this kid's getting Laverne because he's a pretty white boy? Is he getting Laverne because he's a movie star, or is he getting Laverne just because that's the way the cookie crumbles? He paid the $140, and he gets to do his time out there in San Gabriel Valley. What is it? 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI, LA County. Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640. Caveat emptor means they don't get to have his booty. Just mailed a letter. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. We're talking about Christian Slater. A listener named Ralph on the line who thinks he's getting special treatment because he's just a pretty white boy. And we also have Harvey Wireman who's giving us some legal precedent on this thing. Brea on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
I'd like to make a point to this Ralph guy. First of all, it's not a racist issue. It's not a racial issue even to say that Christian Slater, because he's white. First of all, he's a very good actor. I believe he should get special treatment. That's my opinion, Ralph. Are you there?
Yeah, he's a very good actor. He should get... You know something? He ain't even a good actor. He was. I might even see your way on this thing, man. He's like half-assed.
But I got to say one thing, Ralph. I do agree with you about the O.J. Simpson thing. Who knows? God is the only one who knows if he's guilty or innocent. So that, I agree with you.
And right now, he's being suffered. He's being punished by everybody. And he can't even go and get himself some takeout sushi.
Well, I agree with you. God knows the truth, and so does the person who did it. If he did it, God will punish him if he did it. If he didn't do it, leave the man alone.
Here's the whole thing. Christian Slater sitting in Laverne Jail, just got himself a takeout spicy tuna roll. And Simpson can't even do that.
What the hell is this crap that he's talking about? What do you mean he got a takeout spicy tuna roll?
That's what he got. You just said he did.
Well, I don't know what he ordered, for Christ's sake.
All right, but he is getting takeout, huh?
He's getting getting takeout, yes.
Wow.
The only kind of food you should have is dog food.
Got that right.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI, L.A. County, Chino on KFI and 640. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Turn your radio down.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Johnny. I'm calling out from the Chino Hills area. And I'd just like to say, this black gentleman sounds to me like he's more racist than anybody that's calling in tonight.
That's what I figured you'd say.
And bottom line is, sir, I have a word to say to you.
Hey,
you're a pretty intelligent man. I was born with nothing and I've built it by my hands. If you don't like this nation and all that it has for people, why don't you move to a country where there's more black people and you can become a majority?
You dumb cracker, I didn't say
that. Why don't you do that?
I said that I don't like the fact that white boys get special treatment.
It's an argument.
What the hell anybody's saying? God damn, they got the dumbest crackers out in Chino. I said they don't have a right justice system. I didn't say nothing about not liking them.
Why are you
listening to anybody, you loudmouth, dumbass Chino Hill cracker? You understand that,
you know?
Represent probably 2% of the black populace.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are listening to each other, which you're obviously not. 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Here's Mission Viejo on KFI AM 640.
Man, that guy made me mad.
Hey.
No.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're black and you go out and commit...
Anyway, out there.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Shut up and listen. So you're black, you go and commit a murder, so you think it's all right, you're going to get special treatment?
You told me to shut up?
Yes, I did.
How dare you tell me to shut up?
Why not?
Because I'm not talking.
Please. So I want to know, you're going to go and commit a murder, so it's quite all right for you to get special treatment. Is that what you want?
Nobody's getting special treatment except Christian Slater, who's sitting up there getting himself some kids, some damn pizza.
Well, I agree that what's going on with him is wrong,
well,
but he at least he admitted to his what he did wrong. I don't see O.J. admitting to what he did wrong.
So you can do nothing wrong.
Oh, my God. Are you, like, totally black blind or what?
Even though he's an innocent man, he is being persecuted to this very day.
He is not innocent. I'm sorry. And you want to know something else?
Well,
his wife shopped in my store, and he is not innocent. Hello?
Sorry, Roman, ma'am. What did you say?
I said his wife, I work in a store, and his wife used to shop here. And I'm sorry. We know what went on. He is not innocent.
I don't believe you.
Well, you don't believe me.
You're just a trial wannabe.
I'm a trial wannabe.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
What jack-in-the-box do you work at?
What kind of what?
What jack-in-the-box do you work at?
I don't work at jack-in-the-box. I work in a children's store that's been in business since 1945, and I am a family-owned business. I'm a daughter of the people that own it.
All right, can I ask you a couple of questions?
What?
Are you a Chicano?
Am I Chicana? Actually, yes, I am Chicana.
Oh, there you go.
But I was born and raised here. My father is Mexican.
That's because the Mexicans don't like blacks. So
oh, shut up! All my friends in high school were black. Excuse me.
Mexicans never did like black people.
But you're saying
so
that it's all right. You're acting like if you go out and commit a murder, you're the one who wants special treatment.
Say, ma'am, can I ask you something? As a Latin woman, do you have chubby fingers?
No, I do not.
Well, that troubles me.
And so what's the point to that?
It's troubling.
You know what? I don't even think you know what you're talking about.
I
don't know if you're Latina. That's the whole point I'm trying to make.
Well, actually, you know what? I was born and raised here. I'm completely American.
Let me ask you a question. If Christian Slater get this kind of treatment, how come Richie Valens had to die in a plane crash? Because the fact is, there is a double standard in this country. Look at what Christian Slater gets to have, and Richie Valens died in a plane crash.
Oh, man, you are so far out there. It's beyond scary.
I want you to explain that to me. Why?
It's really scary to think that you're out on our streets. You're the one who should be put away.
Why did Richie Valens die in a plane crash and Christian Slater gets to go to Laverne?
What has that got to do with it?
Your idiot Buddy Holly died in a plane crash.
Yeah, so?
No, Richie Valens did too. And look at how Christian Slater gets all this nice treatment and Edward James almost can't even get on Miami Vice no more.
I agree that Christian Slater is getting the treatment that he does not deserve.
And don't you think that Edward James almost ought to get on Miami Vice?
But you know what? At least he committed to his crime, okay? He committed.
Yeah, the white man has got your head turned around, girl.
The white man's got my head turned around. I am white.
Here's another white man that died in a plane crash. Stevie Ray.
Who the hell's Stevie Ray?
Why'd you commit a crime? And put your ass in jail, okay? And just prove yourself.
Why don't you go out and commit Harry Carey and see what the police do with you? Well, I'll tell you right now.
Harry Carey is suicide.
Oh, he's the guy that caused me to cop games.
All right, thanks anyway, ma'am. 1-800-521-KFI. And what was that guy's name?
Stevie Ray Denver, wasn't it?
Yeah, Stevie Ray Denver died in a
drug overdose.
Right. Let's go over to Sunland on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta make a correction to this the lawyer who's talking about caveat emptor.
Yes, sir.
Caveat emptor, I'm sorry, but it has nothing to do with stars being given special treatment.
Harvey, what did you say caveat emptor was?
Caveat emptor is a long-standing legal precedent in California where movie stars, people of celebrity, get special treatment in custody.
No. Caveat emptor means buyer beware. It's Latin for buyer beware. The precedent that you're talking about is called writ of habeas corpus.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to, I'm sorry, I had to put that guy on.
Well, these jackasses don't know anything.
I understand. Moreno Valley on KFI AM 640. Hello. Moreno Valley, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was calling about the guy that's the lawyer, the expert.
Yes, sir.
I don't think you know what you're talking about, or you're pulling someone's leg, because caveat emptor does not mean what you just said. Caveat emptor means let the buyer beware.
Get out of here. The last guy said that. It means movie stars.
No, it doesn't.
It means
and the guy, Ralph, you're right. Okay, L.A. Times put out a report about 2 years ago about the amount of black people that are in prison. Versus the white people that are in prison.
It means that Christian Slater doesn't have to give it up in jail. That's what it means.
Okay, 1-800-521-KFI Orange County. Norco on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. You know what, I don't think...
He was talking about black men in jail. You shouldn't have cut him off, man.
All right, go ahead.
You know what, I don't think Ralph's a racist at all. That lady was wrong. I don't know, but he doesn't sound like racist to me at all. And you know what? I don't know what that term means at all.
But anyway, thanks for your call. Commerce on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, this black guy is so typical. I've never met a black guy that did like the justice system. So I don't know what everyone's doing.
You know what, man, they're putting all of us in jail. Would you like it if they're putting up the white people in jail? I don't think so.
I'm not white. I'm Armenian. And there's enough Armenians in jail.
Armenian ain't white either. How'd you like what them Turkish people did to you?
That's back in the day, man.
Yeah, that's back in the day, man. I just bought me some Turkish pot. What do you think of that?
Oh, man, that's cold.
I'm smoking some Turkish tobacco right now.
Now, don't be digging on the Armenians, man. They got a thing going on there.
Tell them, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man, nice car phone you got there.
All right, well, anyway, Harvey, thank you for calling in. And caveat emptor is what?
Caveat emptor technically means that Robert Downey Jr. can get his own takeout, and he doesn't have to eat Slater's.
Okay.